Well, good morning. And we continue today. Those of you who are visiting us, we proceed here, somewhat haltingly at late through Pilgrim's Progress, but progress we have been making. Well, 2 weeks ago, can anybody tell me which place we managed to escape from? Christian and hopeful, eluded the clutches of. The University Challenge here is conferring. Anybody there? Stanley knows, I'm sure. He just found out there. Switch off the recording, I think, here. Dear me. Going worldwide, this does too. Let me tell you then. I'm talking to myself here, aren't I? Doubting Castle. Doubting Castle. Giant despair. Having crossed over by Path Meadow, the path was quite rough where they were at that time. And I thought, this looks much the better way to go. So over the Star they went, over the meadow they went. That got flooded. And they fell asleep, and Giant Despair took them prisoners, trying to compel them, end your life. You've got no hope. And they really did get so low and gloomy in themselves that Christian was almost ready to do that. Hopeful kept him going. And eventually, Christian remembered something that he had. What that was. Oh, no. Oh, go on, James. A key, wasn't it? And the key stood for what? Dear, I'm going out on the limb here again. Let me tell you that. The promises. The promises of God. The promises of God. And they used that key, and it opened the gates. And finally, with a bit of creaking, it opened the gate that finally took them out. By which time the giant had stirred himself. What's this? They're getting away from my grip. I'm going after them with my club. Because he'd used that a fair bit, hadn't he, on them. What happened to him? What happened to him? He didn't get them, did he? Remember why? Molly. He did. He had a sort of fainting fit and went all weak there. Disabled. Oh, can't stand against the promises of God. And so they escaped. That brings us to where we are today, back on the road. Ah, and we come now to a most beautiful place, the Delectable Mountains. The Delectable Mountains, delectable, oh, something that's so ravishingly beautiful, so good and excellent, so pleasant, delectable. And there they find themselves, there are gardens and there are vineyards and there are orchards and it is all so beautiful. The water is pure and they drink that. They're eating the fruit and enjoying that. And there on the road, they find some shepherds looking after the flocks of sheep. And so they ask them, well, whose land is this? And whose sheep are these? And the shepherds tell them, this is Emmanuel's land. This is his land, and these are his sheep. You see, these shepherds in Bunyan's telling of this story here, these are actually pastors, servants of God, charged by God to look after the flock. And this place where they are, the Delectable Mountains, which has a view to somewhere very special. Where do you think you can see from the Delectable Mountains? Where do you think you can see? Grace. The Celestial City. There's a view of it there. This is the local church at her best. A view of heaven. A foretaste of it here on earth. And there are the shepherds. And they actually are quite so strong with these pilgrims. I don't know, who are you? Where have you come from? And how did you get on the road? And all this. And Christian and Hopeful had some questions too. They wanted to check, are we on the right way? The shepherds confirmed they were. And when the shepherds were happy, these were really bona fide people, bona fide pilgrims. Visitors, please stand easy. We're not going to quiz you to the nth degree there on your visit to us today. These shepherds are very, very on the ball with this. And then they invited everybody to come and enjoy food with them. They stayed there the night, and there were the others who they gave into their care. Knowledge, experience, watchful, and sincerity, good qualities, meant to be there in a minister, meant to be there in wise Christians, and really, that's the life of the church. Good knowledge, understand the truth of the gospel, experience of God's power and his ministry in our own souls, watchful, keeping trouble out, as it were, there, any teachings that are bad, keep them out, and sincerity, real, true faith being lived out with real, true Christian living. And so they stayed there, and they slept so soundly. Anyway, the next day, the shepherds wanted to show them round the area. So they took them out. There they are, walking round. And they came to a place called Error Hill. Error Hill. And they looked down. There are bones down there. Bones down there. People that followed after false teachings took aboard errors that were no help to their soul and actually destroyed them. So they looked and they saw that. Then they came to a place there, Caution, Caution Peak. And again, they were shown there. They looked down. They could see through there, down at the bottom, people who were blind and wandering around in tombs. The shepherd said, "Ah, these were caught by giant despair." And he put out their eyes, and so they just wander around in gloom and despair. That's them. Because Christian and hopeful looked at each other there. Could have been us. That could have been us, they said. Then they went down into a valley, and there was a door in the side of the mountain, and coming out of that were terrible sounds, roars and screams and shouts. This is where Judas went, and Esau went. People that seemed to have it all. They really seemed to be the real thing. And then completely went. And so Christian and hopeful asked the shepherds, "Is this so? Can people go so far in the pilgrimage and then end up not making it?" "Yes," the shepherds say. "Some happens quite quickly. They make a little journey along in their pilgrimage and then suddenly they've gone. Others go a long, long way. And then they collapse and they're no more." That's a warning, isn't it? Is that a warning? Well, we don't lose sleep every night about it, but we've got to ask ourselves, haven't we? Are we truly converted? Are we true believers? Is there the evidence and the fruit in our lives to prove that we're genuine? Because there they were, these examples in Scripture and that Bunyan uses here to show us. Watch out, be careful. But then he showed them, the shepherds did, through these eyeglasses. They sort of look through there and see. Although they're a little bit shaken, actually, because they're still thinking about what happened to those people that giant despair had caught. But, oh, they could see the gate to the celestial city. Oh, what a hope. What a joy. What a prospect. Oh, the shepherds told them there's still some troubles ahead. Got to watch out for the deceiver. He's out there. Here's a plan of how to get there. And don't, please don't fall asleep on the enchanted ground. Not good. So they wished them well and sent them off on their journey. You know, we always, always need to have heaven in view, don't we? Always. This is what it's about. This is the end point. People out there haven't got a clue what they're living for or where they're going. But we have, don't we? Do you? Do you? Do I? Do all of us here today? Because that's the thing. Heaven, that final place for the Christian, our real home, our proper destination. Do you think about it? Do you sort of stand there at times, as with the shepherds on the Delectable Mountains, and look ahead to it? Think, ah, oh, that's there, isn't it? Can be good, difficult days, hard days we have, if we're truly pilgrims and following the Lord. And it's good to think, over and beyond it all, there's a wonderful destination that we're going to. So Bunyan, put that in there. Oh, we've had Doubting Castle and Giant Despair. We've thought some very difficult things there and how easy we are to be brought down like that. But then there's a lift to our soul, those shepherds on the Delectable Mountains. So may God give us something of a taste of what those Delectable Mountains are about here in our own fellowship, even this day. So let's sing our next hymn now. 146, Praise Him, Praise Him, Jesus, our Blessed Redeemer.